All right, here we go. Here's our Dear Abby for tonight. Remnants of the cough still there. The famous 8-week cough hasn't disappeared yet. Dear Abby, last Sunday was my wife's birthday, her first since our marriage in April. I didn't forget it, but the situation is as bad as if I had. About a month earlier, Beverly told me that she would like to spend her first birthday as my wife alone with me. She didn't want anything spectacular, just the day with me and maybe a nice dinner. Abby had completely slipped my mind. I took the initiative, and being a thoughtful husband, I thought, made arrangements to take Beverly to her parents' house for the day. Well, her mood seemed to dim as the day wore on. When she finally told me what was bothering her, I felt terrible. She said I paid no attention to her request. I would love to take back that one day and start it all over the right way, but I can't. What can I do to make it better now? Signed, Guilty in Wilmington, Delaware. Dear Guilty, do you need me to hold the Kleenex when you blow your nose? Should I cut your meat for you as well? If you don't know how to make your wife happy by now, my advice is get a flaming divorce. You should have had a pretty firm handle on how to please her long before you walked down the aisle, pal. If you aren't clear right now on this matter, on what you got to do, how the hell am I going to be able to help? I don't even know the woman. Don't be a moron. Take care of this yourself. Love, Abby. Did Abby, in fact, write such a response? No, she did not. She should have, she could have, but alas, she did not. No. What did Abby write? Oh, she wrote a typically banal and ridiculously obvious Abby response. Dear Guilty, spend the day alone with her and then treat her to a nice dinner. Apologize for the fact that her birthday celebration is late and promise that from now on you'll listen more carefully and not do it again. Did she have to write that, do you think? What did this guy think she was going to write? If you had sat this guy down and said, write what you think, Abby will say, he would have written this exact response. Why would you waste a stamp? What else would she say? Of course, since you did not spend a day alone with your wife, you now should spend a day alone with your wife. That's obvious. Buying her dinner is something a 5-year-old could have written. Abby throws that in. Wake up out there, you dunce. And the advice to apologize to her? You needed Abby to pass that along to you, huh? And my favorite from Abby's response, promise that you won't do it again. Your plumber would have given you that advice, pal. Are you only 3 years old by any chance? Well, what's the diaper situation at your home? Are you on to the training pants? What kind of husband are you? Did you write this letter as well, by the way, fella? Dear Abby, yesterday was my wife and my 25th wedding anniversary. She told me she wanted to spend this very special occasion at a luxury hotel with a private jacuzzi and king-size bed. I made the mistake of thinking the best way of celebrating was attending a ball game with my pals and getting smashed on 3-2 beer. For whatever reason, this really rubbed her the wrong way, and now I'm not sure how to make it up to her. One idea I had was to buy her new spark plugs for her Chevy or offer to close the lid on the toilet seat every other time I use it. What do you think? Signed, Guilty in Wilmington, Delaware. Boy, this guy really doesn't have a clue, does he? He writes one last letter. Dear Abby, I'm quite thirsty and standing beside a water faucet. Should I have a little drink? There's a cup dispenser here. Why am I hearing that feedback in my headset, do you suppose, Clyde? Sounds like a phone's off the hook. Do you hear that? Do you hear that more? You know, it's phasing?
Yeah, I can hear it. I think
it's an odd night
they must be doing something out there at the fair. I could shut it off, and when and if you take a call, I'll turn it back on.
Oh, okay. It's probably the fair. Yeah. There you go. Someone left a phone off the hook at the fair or something. Think about this, though. Don't you wonder? A guy screws up and forgets to spend the day alone with his wife on her birthday when she wanted to be alone with him. He doesn't know what to do to make it up to her. What are the options? What you do is do what your wife wanted for that birthday and then some on some other day. I mean, you're right, Abby. And this is what you get. This is a waste of ink. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of... You get her saying, spend the day alone with her. And have a nice dinner, apologize, and don't do it again. I'm okay with her getting a paycheck. I really am, but... You gotta work a little bit for it. You just gotta... And this guy in his letter... Do we got a bonus, Abby? We got a bonus, Abby! We got a bonus, Abby! Bonus!
Dear Abby, my fountain pen leaks. My wife hollers at me and my kids are all freaks. Every side I get up on is the wrong side of bed. If it weren't so expensive, I'd wish I were dead. Signed, unhappy. Unhappy, unhappy, you have no complaint. You are what you are and you ain't what you ain't. So listen up, Buster, and listen up good. Stop wishing for bad luck and knocking on wood.
All right. Dear Abby, this is a real letter, folks. Dear Abby, my girlfriend expects me to wear a condom because she's scared of getting pregnant. Obviously, she's putting her own welfare before my sexual satisfaction. What kind of girlfriend does that? Signed, Aussie Bob. There's quite a catch for some gal, huh? My girlfriend expects me to wear a condom because she's scared of getting pregnant. Obviously, she's putting her own welfare before my sexual satisfaction. What kind of girlfriend does that? A gag letter, obviously. It's got to be. If you know Australians, that's a little Aussie humor from old Aussie Bob, I think. But Abby prints it anyway, thinking the guy actually needs a response. I think it was a joke, Abby. I don't think this was a real letter. Abby, my girlfriend won't let me put a firing range in our child's nursery. It's the only decent room for target practice we have in this house. I told her I'd be careful and only shoot when the kid's asleep and thus laying low, but she says guns and nurseries don't mix. What the hell kind of attitude is that? Signed, Aussie Bob. See, he's just having some fun with you there, Abby. Dear Aussie Bob, your girlfriend sounds like she has the best interests of your child at heart. How can you allow your child to sleep in a bassinet while you're firing weapons overhead? See, that would be the response Abby would give. Apologize to her and take her out to dinner. Oh. Only Abby could deliver this Solomon-like wisdom. Aussie Bob, he has a slew of letters in today's Abby column. Here's another. Dear Abby, my girlfriend says I shouldn't bathe in the water provided in glasses at restaurants. She says those glasses are for drinking only, and even think of dipping old rags in there and scrubbing up after a hard day at the plant is really quite twisted. Should I dump the wench? Signed, Aussie Bob. Boy, Aussie Bob, obviously failing to learn some key lessons growing up. They say he never had a mommy. Well, let's see what Abby says here. Dear Aussie Bob, please consider the other customers at the restaurant and their desire to have a quiet dining experience. Bathe at home and avoid those embarrassing public conflicts between you and your girlfriend. See, Abby's no idiot, folks. Aussie Bob really throws some conundrums her way, some really tough problems, but in her almost Judge Wapner-like way, she delivers the definitive response every time, and it's really beautiful. One more from Aussie Bob. Dear Abby, do I actually have to go along with a restraining order when the judge who issued it just did so because my girlfriend begged him to? If she begged him to jump off a bridge, would he? Am I out of line in kicking in her front door tonight, or is this more of a Miss Manners question? Also, can you send some photos of you and your sister bathing as children? Signed, Aussie Bob. Boy, is this fella giving Aussies a bad name tonight. Ouch. Abby will print most anything tonight, apparently. Dear Abby, I've just joined a local militia here in the Pacific Northwest, and I've been put in charge of sticking fertilizer bombs on their shelves. Here's my problem. My boss says I spend too much time making personal calls while on the clock. What do you consider too much time? Oh, yeah, and what's your take on Jews? Please write soon. The feds are closing in. Signed, Skinhead Ray. At this rate, I'm afraid our dear Mishki broadcast matron is going to burn out. I think she's really going through a tough time as society changes and the letters get weirder. I think she's really struggling. And the letters are getting weirder to Abby. They're getting very strange. Very, very strange. All right.